Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Rusty Quill presents.
Hey everyone, Alex Eitelander here, and welcome to the Ostium Sagas. Now, if you're enjoying this series and want more right away, I just wanted to mention that you can get them on our Ostium Network Patreon at patreon.com/ostiumpodcast. By becoming a supporter at any level, you'll instantly get access to the next 15 episodes in the series. So that's on our Patreon at patreon.com/ostiumpodcast. Now, I'd just like to thank our 5 most recent patrons for supporting the Ostium Network. Thank you to Death to Komatsu, Daryl Williamson, Descripticon, Virginia Green, and Talon for all your support. We really appreciate it. And now let's get started with the next chapter of the Ostium Sagas. The Ostium Sagas. Saga 2, 1666, Part 10. I walked the flattened streets of the ruined city. It really was like walking through a cemetery, although the graves weren't marked in any way, but you got the sense of what used to be there. There were some skeletons of framework, structures, some burnt husks of something that used to be something useful, something important to someone. And then there was the whole feel to the place. It felt like a mass grave, like visiting the site of what used to be a concentration camp. You could just feel that a lot of people had died here, lives lost, souls extinguished. There were even, as shocked as I was to see it, some spots that had a little smoke wafting up into the sky, others giving off heat. Incredibly, there were still some cinders that were somehow alive after all this time. The fire had simply been that hot and devastating. As I walked around the former city, I spotted a few other people digging through the ashes, searching the wreckage for anything of worth. The third person I saw, an elderly gentleman. I couldn't stop myself from asking if he knew why the ashes hadn't been cleared, why no rebuilding had begun yet, and if he knew when they would begin rebuilding the once and great city of London. And I said I had been far away for some time and had heard no news or updates. He said once the fires had been fully extinguished, which was a complete fortnight after the fires began, and even now some spots were still smoking, those that had fled and escaped soon discovered there was really nothing left. He said he was here now to dig through and be sure, but a summit was held to decide what to do next. I asked whether the Lord Mayor was involved. The man's face grew sour. He said that the King had held that man personally responsible for the extent of the fires. If the Lord Mayor had done what the King had asked, there would still be a city left standing. He then said the king had ordered the Lord Mayor to be executed, which would have been conducted at the Tower of London, had it still been standing. The man was beheaded to loud and raucous cheers from the former Londoners. And that was when the king, who was front and center on his throne at the execution, did something very strange, the man said. After the Lord Mayor's corpse and head had been removed, the king talked to the former residents of London, asking if they wished their city to be rebuilt, or if they preferred to move on to another place to live, as many of them had likely done already. The man said he'd never heard of a king doing something like this, asking his subjects outright and respecting their choices, whatever it might be. But he said it was unanimous, and he was completely shocked by it. No one wanted to return to the ashes of London and rebuild. A city that had stood for thousands of years was over, done with. They all wanted to move on with their lives elsewhere. The king said he would acquiesce to their wishes, and that London would not be rebuilt. The capital and seat of government would move to Oxford. In time, a memorial would be erected for all those lost and to serve as a reminder of the devastation that happened, with the hopes of avoiding anything like this ever happening again. I thanked the man for all the information he'd supplied me, and then let him go about his business, while I set off with a particular destination in mind. Recorder's note. So I suppose that's the end of London. Wow. It's just so hard to even conceive of, let alone begin to process. One of, if not the most famous cities in all the world just ended. Gone, just like that. And after all its history and historical events. I mean, I know it must have been terrible seeing it completely wiped away like that, turned to ash and death and not much more. I would have thought they'd want to rebuild, to recreate its former splendor, but also make it bigger and better than it's ever been. Of course, the end of London is not this reality, the one I currently reside in. It must be an alternate one of the tangents or other timelines. I think when I'm done with this, I might check in with Zhang and see if they know anything of this strange timeline where London no longer exists after 1666. And anything I learn, I'll be sure to include in my recorder's endnote to the Ostium Saga. Saga continues. I approached the site where 600 odd years ago, William the Conqueror had commissioned the building of the Tower of London. Like the rest of the city, little now remained, but this incredible building had been made of mostly heavy stone, when everything that could burn had, and at a really high temperature. People must have taken the stone to use for other building materials, or something I can't fathom at this point, perhaps some crazy collectible, a memento of what once was. Maybe they knew someone who had been executed here. Perhaps they were even family. But I wasn't here to shed tears over this lost historical landmark. I headed to the area where the arrangement had been made for me to return to Ostium in 2 months' time. I didn't know what I would find, but I expected it to be much like what I'd already found. Ash, burned wood, and ruins. What I found instead was a complete shock.
Want your most burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to, courtesy of Acast Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances? Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge, always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at yoquierodineropodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.